welcome to the 21st episode of OMG Craft. Yes, that's right. We can legally drink on this show. But, of course, because this is a family-friendly show, I will just be drinking water for the entirety of it. Man, we have an awesome show ready for you guys today. We are going to cover a little bit of news, and then we are going to get into command blocks and all of their glory. We're going to cover all of the arguments that you can cover with the command blocks, some of the specific things that they will do to game rules, and then we'll finally end up with a few scenarios that you can use them in your gameplay. But before we do any of that, let's get into news. Okay, so this week there was another snapshot from Mojang. The snapshots are the weekly builds that they give us that are pre-releases. These aren't actually sent to the Minecraft player. So if you want to, you can go to mojang.com and download this week's snapshot. It is 13W02A. Some of the things that they included in this snapshot are texture packs, the texture packs now they are now individual PNG files instead of the large singular PNG. So now there is animated texture packs and animated textures for every single block, and you can now officially have HD textures in Minecraft without running a sort of crack or mod over the top of it. Some new blocks are there is now an activator rail for TNT minecarts. First, let me show off what a TNT minecart looks like. It's a minecart with a TNT block in it, completely new. There are ways of hacking extra blocks into minecarts now, and Seth Bling was even showing off a filter that allowed you to add any sort of block. He had a ender chest. Now, it doesn't actually work like an ender chest, and other blocks like that will not work. You know, I think the ender chest would really only be the only one that would semi-look like it would work, but doesn't work. So you can make these carts into either chest carts or regular sittable carts, and you can have any type of block in it. In fact, I was in the IRC that Dinnerbone uses when he's sort of creating stuff, and he sent in an image of just all sorts of different blocks. There was even like a portal block from the Nether portal. There were grass blocks, things like that, that you can edit in to these rail carts. Now, you can't do this in-game. There's no way of placing a block into the cart in-game. Only at the moment TNT is able to do that. And so how would you activate a TNT minecart? Well, you would need a activator rail. This rail looks a lot like the redstone torches, and it's not gold like the gold rail or the powered rail that we use in-game. It just has these redstone torches at the bottom. And this could easily be used, easily, because that's what you use when you activate the TNT minecart. And that's just how you set it off. You turn on one of these, and it sets off, and you can send movable TNT, very precisely movable TNT, down a rail line. Really, really cool stuff. The other thing is that there's now new death messages are... they're a little bit more robust right now. And so you can see in this screenshot right here that Dinnerbone was pushed off a cliff by the lead pig. Anyway, I'm dyslexic, if you haven't figured that out. So the other thing that this is showing off is that now mobs can be named in-game. So This is by using the anvil and a spawner egg. You just name your creation, your spawn egg, just like you would any other item in Minecraft. So if you want a pig named the lead pig or the lead pig, then you can easily name him and just use, I believe I saw a tutorial video that it was just 5 experience points to create that name. You can also, of course, use an editor program like NBT Editor or MC Edit and have those names appear above the actual animal instead of just sort of in-game data. So if you want it to hover over the animal just like player names do when you are in a server, then you can easily do that. The next thing is that the quartz blocks, or the quartz entity that we saw with using the sun detector and the comparator can now be crafted into a block. And so here is a version of that. We've seen 4 different types of quartz blocks. There is a half slab, there is a full slab, which is this back here. It's kind of hard to tell what that is, but it's a sort of a texture that only has a line around the edge. There are these vertical lined quartz blocks, and then there's this sort of pattern quartz block. And then finally, there is, I guess this is 5. Finally, there is a stair quartz block. So it's a very cool looking texture. It is white. If you're listening on audio and you need me to describe it, it's a very cream colored texture. It looks sort of like marble. Really, really regal. I'm very, very, very excited that now we have a new vanilla block to work with in our creations. And I like the pattern that they have in that first one. Or in the more intricate one. It's just very, very, very neat. Now, and then also, a feature that the comparator did, and I don't even think I covered this in the first snapshot video, was that if you attached it to a chest or a funnel, what are those darn things called? A hopper. Then it would let you, it would give out a signal strength of how full or how non-full that item was. This has been changed slightly in this new snapshot because it used to be that it was a base percentage that if you had a chest, you had to put in at least 14 blocks or 20 something blocks. I forget the exact amount. You had to put in 116 items in a full chest before you'd hit a 1/15, because it could only, if you think about it in levels of redstone, you can only have 15 levels because that's as far as redstone will travel. So you had to fill up a full chest 1/15 of the way full, which was 116 items. So they've changed it a little bit. Now, if it's empty, it's at 0. And once you put a single item into it, it will go up. It will go up a level. So it'll send out one sort of tick of, or one level of redstone, all the way up to 15 when it's fully full or near to completely full. Now, this works with the hopper and with the chest. So you can now hook up a comparator to the back of those, and it will detect how full those things are. Also, you can now, the trapped chest will send a redstone signal through a wall, so you can have a really clean looking trapped chest. I actually kind of wish they hadn't have done this, because I liked the fact that you needed to have a redstone line out of it, but you know what? You can't win them all. And, of course, there is the little red ring around the latch to stop people from noticing that they are a trap chest. So no big deal, but in the future you should be able to send a redstone line through at least one block wall, sort of like you can with a repeater. If you put a repeater on it, it powers that block, and then it will send a redstone signal through the other side because that block that is powered is powering the ones around it. And if you want to do the sort of MC filter that allows you to have the named animal's name show up above it, you can head on over to, I believe Seth Bling had a tutorial that had an MC filter for that. And just to show off what that looks like, here is a screenshot of that. Just this guy, Dinner Bone, you know, just Dinner Bone hanging out in a cage, just as you do. So anyway, that's that. Now, there have been a few bug fixes so far. One of them is on long cart rides. If you, in the new, they sort of did some new audio stuff on a really long cart ride, you'd get this like really weird, like it would like start playing the cart loop over and over. That's been fixed. There was a item duplication bug with the hopper that if an item was hanging on the edge of the hopper, it would act like it had gone into the hopper, but the item would stay up on top of it, and so you could duplicate multiple items like really, really fast. That has been fixed. And there was also, people noticed that cactus was growing really, really fast. Like it would take like 10 seconds for a cactus to grow three high. We have an OMG Craft bug of the week, and you can tell that it's very official because if you look in our doc, you can see that we've created this OMG Craft bug of the week seal. And that is the texture for the Ghast fireball was actually briefly a diamond head plate. So a diamond thingy. I forget what that's called. Diamond helmet. There we go. My words are not working today. So kind of weird and kind of fun. Have diamond flying diamond helmets, and it even glitched to the point where it looks like it's coming out of the top of the helmet. It looks like. Like, how cool would that be if you could change the data of what that thing is and that could be a player skull coming at you? I would kill for that. MPFK in the chat room says, Blaze of Glory. Yeah. So that is the Minecraft bug of the week. We will probably not have a bug of the week next week, but this week that was the winner. Also, in other Minecraft-related news, they gave us some stats about what happened over the Christmas break. And wow, did they sell a lot of Minecraft. In a blog post, they gave us a little bit of a graph to show off how much they made or how much they sold. Not really how much they made. Some of the crazy statistics that are in here is that they sold 455,000 copies of Minecraft on Christmas Day. It's also broken down into which edition. So we have the Minecraft PC edition, the Xbox edition, and the Pocket edition. I am amazed to see how well the Pocket edition still sells to this day, even though, to me, it is the most borked, the most feature-less, not feature-rich, but feature-less version of Minecraft. It is selling like crazy. And then the Xbox edition outsells the PC edition still. I'm just amazed by that. And the fact, I mean, 455,000 copies. That's almost 500,000 copies in a single day. If you just take Christmas Eve and Christmas, that's 500,000 copies that they sold during that time. That is I cannot even imagine the amount of the amount of copies that they sold. I mean, that just seems absolutely ridiculous. And finally, in other related news, Hypixel sent out an image, sort of a poster of their next map. It looks of Hypixel's next map. It looks really cool. It looks like it's in this urban environment. You can see back here there's sort of like a barbed wire thing. These zombies look super crazy. Of course, this is you can tell by the bent arm and the bent legs that this is a rendering of this is a PC rendering of what the game, and this is not actually how the game will look, but it captures a cool feel that maybe based off of the fact that this person has a gun in their hand, that it'll require mods to shoot with maybe first person sort of style, that they're using these cracked bricks, and that it looks like it's set in an urban environment. Very, very cool. Maybe some sort of obvious zombie sort of thing. And then this guy has this bat over here. And so it looks like this is going to be a little bit more in-depth, perhaps. Maybe you'll just have to use your imagination. Hypixel so far has been doing modless maps recently, and so maybe this will require some sort of mod to play, a first-person shooter sort of mod. Really interesting, really cool, and I wanted to point it out. So that is it for news. Now we are going to get into our big topic of the week, and I am so excited about this one because this is, without any further ado, this is command blocks. Command blocks were introduced a while back, and they allow commands to be given through the console in-game when you are working, when you're in Minecraft. And so you don't have to have someone type it up. You could set your command into a block. When it's powered by redstone, it goes off, and it executes that string of command. I hope that a lot of this won't go over players' heads. If it does, I'm sorry, but I also just wanted to show off some of the things that they can do, even if you are not going to be implementing argument strings or trying to use command blocks. You can sort of see a big overview of what these do. So to pull this off, I am actually going to do this in last week's snapshot. I'm going to go ahead and load up 13, do I have it? Oh, there it is. Yeah, 13, 01, A, and I'm actually going to play in that because I want to show off some things that you may be able to do in the future, and I want the sun detector in there. So let me go ahead and jump into my world, and you can see I have a command block in my hand right now, and we're just in this sort of I don't know what to call it, a flatland with some pigs. Hey pigs, how's it going, pigs? You doing happy? Good, that's great. So the only way to get a command block is actually to give it to you either via the console or if you're opt as a player. And it's not if you go into your creative inventory, even in creative mode, there is no command block. If you can look real hard, try to find one. There just isn't one in there. What you have to do is type into the chat, /give, and then either the player specifically, so I'm going to type in OMG Chad, and then the item ID, and it is 137 in this case for the command block. Once you do that, it will sort of pop out of your mouth and jump into your inventory, so now I have two of them. That's the only way to get command blocks in game. And then also, on top of that, you have to make sure that it's in the server settings and in your game settings that command blocks are allowed. So either in the server properties file of your server, there's just a thing called server.properties. You can open that up in a normal text editor and change the value from 0 to 1. Or I use on my Mac, and I believe that it's PC compatible too. I'm actually 100% positive that it's PC compatible too, is NBT Explorer. And let me show you what that looks like right here. And you'll open it up, and it'll have a little save. It'll look like this. It'll have a saves thing. Drop down the saves. Go to the world that you're using. I'm using commands. And then you go down to level.dat. Drop that down twice, and then allow commands. If that is 0, you can edit it and change it to 1. And if it is at 1, you're all set to go. Hit enter, hit save, and close out of that. So once you have allowed commands in your world, you can start working with command blocks. Let me go over a few things that command blocks can do, just speaking to you, and then I'll show off a few of it in game. The things that command blocks can do are teleport players. They can give players items. They can set the weather. They can say things, and they can set a spawn point of a player. They can also change game rules, and the game rules that they're allowed to change are fire, when the player dies, if they keep their inventory, if mobs will destroy blocks around them, so creepers and ghasts, and if Endermen come and pick up blocks or not. That's called mob griefing. You can turn that on and off. Let me make sure I'm not missing any. Mob loot. When mobs die, will they drop loot for you to grab? And spawning of mobs. So if you don't want to, say, set your game to peaceful, and so you want, you know, it's your hunger to run out or something like that, you can set mob spawn to 0, and they won't spawn. And you could still have eggs spawn. So if you used animal eggs, what are those called? Ender eggs, player eggs, thing eggs, spawn eggs. Spawn eggs, that's what they're called. I'm making it difficult for myself. If you can still use spawn eggs to create things, and I believe you can still use spawners. So if you wanted to create an adventure map where things didn't spawn randomly, but you controlled all of the actual spawning with either spawn eggs or spawners, then you could set spawn rate to 0. That's why you would do that. And tile drops. Tile drops are when you break blocks, do you get the block back? If you're digging sand, will you get the sand block back? If you're digging dirt, will you get the dirt block back? You can turn that on and off. And so let's, now that you know a big overview of some of the things that the command block can do, let me show you some of the stuff that you might actually do with it. Command blocks have a specific sort of way to speak inside of them. It's called a string. And so I dropped a command block down. When you right-click it, you get a little area, a box, to write out your string. Now, in this, you can type out some of the easier commands that I mentioned earlier, like slash say, and we'll just say hello, and with an exclamation point, of course. And then if we take some redstone and power it, and then throw this lever on it and power it, you can tell that at the bottom, and if I spam this lever real fast, you can see that it's saying hello in chat. And that comes from the console, not from the command block specifically. So if you are used to working with a server, or I guess there hasn't been a console and single player until they merged the two. So if you're used to working with a server, things that you type into the server console are things that will show up here. It's not going to come from a player. It's not going to come from the specific block. It's going to be entered directly into the console. And so it looks as if it came from the server, or in this case, the single player world. So that's why there's just that at symbol saying hello. So that was a very, very simple string that we entered into here. Now, there are some what are called arguments that you can give your string. So let's do something a little bit more complicated. Let's have it grab the nearest player or speak directly to the nearest player. So let's say let's just keep with the rhythm and say hello. Now then, if I power this, I believe that it's not going to do anything. You can see that this is kind of a broken string. And the reason is that the tell command should be specifically directed at a player. In the server console, when you use the tell command, it's normally to tell a specific player, not to tell the whole server. That's what the say command is used for, is to say something to the whole server. So what it's looking for and what it is kind of having an error message is just not giving me an error. It's not printing an error message for me to see. Is it needs someone to tell. So I'm going to go ahead and click into here, and I'm going to add my name, OMG Chad, and let's see if this works. And there you go. It whispers at me, only at me, hello. Now, let's say that we wanted to make this way, way, way more dynamic, and let me show you some of the arguments, they're called arguments, that you can do in these command blocks. And you can actually even see them right underneath the command entry. And that is that we can use these arguments like at P, which is the nearest player, at R, which is a random player, or at A. And when I say at, if you're on the audio version of the podcast, it's the at symbol to tell all players. So let's do at P, so this will do the nearest player, to tell them hello. And let's say okay. And now instead of a username, which is what you would expect you need to have that tell command, you can enter that argument and it whispers hello to me. Now, there aren't any other players in this server because it's a single player world. We could try to set up one real fast, but that'd be really, really, really difficult. So I'm not going to try to do that right now. So using that argument, we have made this a much more dynamic block than before. And you can do some other fun stuff like that. So so let's say if you're in your let's now use the random player argument, but what could we give it? We could say give a random player a, you know, maybe a stone block. Let's just make it really simple. So I'm going to delete this, and it will be slash give at R because it's a random player, and that's how this argument needs to be distributed. One, and one is just the simple stone, flat stone block. Will be done, and once we do it, hey, look at that. Stone block appeared in my inventory for me to love and keep forever, and maybe just drop right there. Oh, now I have two of them. They're twins. Great. So using these sorts of arguments, you can create very, very dynamic sorts of contraptions like grab. Okay, so now that you know that you can do arguments, let me let you know some of the arguments that you can do. You can have X, Y, and Z coordinates. So you could say grab, you know, tell the closest player at this coordinate something. Or you could say you can set a max radius for your search or a minimum radius for your search. You can also do game mode. So your argument could be set a game mode to 1 or 0. The amount of players that it needs to grab. So if you had a server full of 20 people and you wanted to give 3 of them an extra diamond for being on the server, you could say, you know, give diamond or give at R with the amount of players at C, which is the argument is C. So C equals 3, and then that would be the that's the capacity of C, and then it would give 3 random players a diamond on the server. The max level of a player and then the minimum level of a player, and that's to do inside of your search. Some really cool resources that are available for this are on GitHub. Dinnerbone, one of the main coders at Mojang, gave up a really cool sort of overview of some of the things you can do. So if you want to get more in-depth with some of the things that I'm just briefly and very quickly going over, you can go look at this GitHub article. So you can see the X, Y, and Z coordinates, the range, so the how far away it will be, which is at R, game mode, which is M, the max amount of arguments to run or things to print, or results, as he wrote nice and briefly in the GitHub article, and some of the selectors being players, all the players, random players, and then he gives you some really cool examples that you could run in your game. So now that we've done that, I want to show off a few things that might actually be practical applications for the command block. And as you can see, it's night, and it's getting dark, and I'm kind of worried about that. So let me jump in here, grab a... I think it should be in tools. No, where is it? I'm looking for the new... here it is. This, the daylight sensor. So using the daylight sensor, I'm going to put this right here. I'm going to tell this to time set day. I'm going to be done with that. Let's break this redstone line. And let's put a... put you here. And let's grab a redstone comparator. Put you right here. And then 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Boop, 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 boop. And so what this is going to do is when... Oops. Well, I did that a little early. When the day, when there's light coming into this, the redstone, the daylight sensor, will be powering the comparator. And this level of redstone level will be higher than the one coming into it, because this is, because I did a 12 thing, this is set at 4, 3, set at 3. I can do math fast, I swear. So when the level of sunlight gets below 3, then this command block will go off. So let me see if I can test this real fast. Time set. I think this will work. Oop. Yes. So it did work, but it was too fast for you to notice. Let's see if we can actually make it work here. There we go. So you can see that this spider might come and get me eventually. And as the sun goes down, the light level of the sun detector will get high enough or get low enough that this comparator powers this command block. And maybe we can see it. There it goes. Turns on. And the sun gets set back to day. This is a very, very simple thing that you can do with a command block, very, very easy to set up. All you have to do is have a little bit of redstone, and now you have constant daylight all the time. Very, very simple. The next thing that I want to show off is a lottery system that you... Actually, you know what? These next ones, I'm just going to... I'm actually, so this is just a lottery system that you could give a random player on your server, say like a diamond, and you could even set it up with this daylight detector. So every night it gives a random player on the server a diamond. Hooray, thanks for playing on the server. Or perhaps if you have some sort of system like Iconomy where they could spend money on a sign and then it would do some sort of random thing for the whole server. Hooray, everyone, you know, gets something like that. That'd be really cool. Next, I wanted to point to show off a quick elevator. So let's jump back in. I'm going to go ahead and use a different scenario over here. So let's put down boop, boop, and break. And let's put down the command block right here. And this actually, you know what? I'm going to grab a button. Yo, button, I need you. Hey, how's it going, spider? Luckily, I'm in game mode one, so that spider's not going to mess with me. Okay, so I've set my command to be TP. And let me just check to see if... I don't think I need my username. No, I do. Okay, so you need to do... This is the argument that I need to have, and it is picky, and sometimes you're going to get this wrong. I actually just had a little bit of a problem figuring out the exact syntax to use. But it didn't take me more than 45 seconds to figure it out. So this will teleport all players to that location, and bam, I was teleported up. That was the perfect location. I fell back down. Good thing I'm in creative mode, and it didn't hurt me. But let's say, you know what? I just want to go straight up, and I don't want to do all the work to figure out exactly the coordinates that I'm at. So what I'm going to use is an argument that is relative to the position that I'm at now. And you can do that by using the tilde key. So I don't want to move anywhere in the X. And I don't want to move, but I do want to move, let's say, 100 blocks up on the Y and nowhere on the Z. So I just want to go 100 blocks up in the upward direction. And I don't know what the coordinates are. It's just 100 blocks up. I'm going to hit done. I'm going to hit it. And bam, I've just been teleported up 100 blocks relative to the position that I'm at. Really, really cool stuff. You can see that I haven't moved at all except 100 blocks up in the air. It's really neat that you can use relative information instead of direct, perfect information. I really, really like that. And so I hope that you've gotten a little bit out of what all of the command blocks do in Minecraft. There are a lot of other sort of in-depth, really, really specific things about exact arguments and things like that on the web. But I wanted to give you sort of an overview of command blocks, and hopefully you found some stuff interesting that you can add either into your single player or map making sort of stuff. This is very focused on adventure map making or PvP map making, things like that. So that is it for command blocks. In fact, that's kind of it for this show. Thanks for hanging out and watching this episode of OMG Craft. If you would like links to some of the things that I talked about during this show, you can head on over to our show notes at omgcraft.com/21. It's really easy to get to any of the show notes because all you do is take the episode number, throw it at the end of our website, and there you are. If you want to see any of the episodes that we've done way back to episode one, you can head on over to omgcraft.com, and all of our archives are there for your viewing pleasure. Also, I'm hoping to do a feedback episode real, real soon, and so send your mail on over to mail@omgcraft.com, and I will look at it personally and add it to our show to cover in the future. I've gotten some mail that I haven't responded to, so if you have sent in some mail and I haven't responded to it, I'm sorry. It may be that I'm holding it for the actual show, so I don't actually want to hit it hit you back on email because I want to cover it in the actual show. So thank you so much for watching. A huge thanks to T2, to Cheeto, to Demon5, to Curly, to all the people that make OMG Craft actually happen. They are my savior. They make my life work way better than it would without them. So thank you guys for helping out with OMG Craft. Until next week, I will see you crafting around the nets. Goodbye. So normally at the end of the show, we show a quick video from YouTube that either made us laugh or was funny. I guess that's the same thing. But anyway, this week, last week I completely forgot. Becky, a fan of Twit and a fan of OMG Craft, sent us Christmas gifts. And so I wanted to open them on the show. There's one for me. There's one for T2. And then there's one for Cheeto. Super, super cool. I wanted to open up the one. Mine feels like it has a bulge in it. And because I don't... It says... Okay, so it does say, please show during OMG Craft. I hope that she means please open during OMG Craft. Because I'm going to open them now so that T2 and Cheeto can see what they are. I got a cool cat... with little dead eyes and on a, it's like a nice postcard with postage already. And another, this is a Can I Has Cheeseburger Army of Evil Robots want to see? Question mark? Oh, wait, what does it say at the top? And this button activates my army of evil robots. Want to see? Super cute. And then also Legos, which is very, very fitting for OMG Craft. I have many times said that Minecraft is like, oh, and it has a little face on it. Look at that. It's so cute. Oh, and I dropped them. Okay, cool. So let me open up Cheeto and T2s. Cheeto gets Happy Holidays from Becky on the back and a little 8-bit character shooting out some stuff. I can send that to him. And T2 gets more 8-bit characters. Happy Holidays, T2, from Becky on the back as well. Very cool. Thank you so much, Becky, for sending in some stuff for us and my super producers for OMG Craft. Cool. See y'all next week. Bye.